This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I hadn't planned on this, but hey, this is a delight because, you know, joining me now is a, he's a Sig Sauer aficionado. He is a doctor. He does the deed all day, every day in San Antonio. He is a classmate of mine. He gives me advice, and he's helped me out on a few things. And he is a member of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I am talking about Dr. John Adeen. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Hey, it's been a long time since we've talked on the air.
Yeah.
Of course, we've had a few phone calls about other things, but yeah, no.
Doing
pretty well.
When I had the flu, I called John, and John had to help me out with the flu because I. Let's talk about that real quick, just to open this up. Is the flu more serious than coronavirus?
Overall, you know, in number of deaths over the years, it's certainly significantly worse than coronavirus. When you actually look at the numbers, like the percentages, the flu has about a 0.1% fatality rate, and the COVID-19 maybe 0.5%. And these numbers are all kind of guesses, the COVID-19, because we don't really know the number of actual cases because not everybody's getting tested. And so that's the denominator is an unknown number. You know, it's X. But we, you know, the best guesstimates are about 0.5%.
How is the medical community reacting to coronavirus? What do you got? I mean, we see how according to the press, this is the Black Plague. And then according to politicians, it's either the Black Plague or not too much of this or not too much of that. Around here, where I live, we've had about, you know, 60, 70 cases in the state and not as many deaths. And I think that probably has to do with population density, where in New York City they're on top of each other like they are in Wuhan. How is the medical community taking this?
Well, we're taking it seriously because we know that if things get out of hand, we're going to run out of supplies and we're going to get overwhelmed like Italy was. And so that's why the kind of shelter-in-place stuff is going on, because we want to reduce the number of contacts between people so that they have a less chance of actually passing on the virus. Now, the virus is interesting because unlike the flu, you're shedding virus even though you're asymptomatic.
Right.
And so a lot of people who are positive for the COVID-19 thing never even knew they had it. They just, you know, they got tested because maybe a family member was had it, and they were getting tested, and it turned out they had it too, but they never knew they had it. Other people, you know, of course, it kills them. And, you know, the risk factors are the age, you know, anywhere from 60, over 60 to 65 to whatever number that they're quoting. But it's also things like, you know, chronic pulmonary disease like COPD, asthma. Unfortunately, you know, coronary heart disease is another risk factor. And then also it's interesting. Yeah, I know it is. It's true. And it's interesting because...
Well, I'm laughing because I have all of that stuff for the most part. I don't have COPD.
You and me both have risk factors. You know, and diabetes is the other thing. But the interesting thing about this disease, the way the virus, the way it works, it actually latches onto a specific receptor in a lot of our cells. And they're located in lung and heart and GI tract. And interesting, a lot of the people who initially contracted the... You know, the coronavirus had GI symptoms, up to 40, maybe even 50% had diarrhea or nausea, vomiting. And so it does affect the GI tract. And the most common cause of transmission is actually through droplets. So if you cough, sneeze, you know, little droplets that you see, they go out and then they land on a surface, and then you touch the surface and, you know, put it in your face or mouth or, you know, eyes or whatever, and then the virus gets inside your body. In a much smaller percentage, you can get aerosolization, but that's usually during medical procedures like bronchoscopies and you know, intubations for surgery and things like that. Right. So that's not very common. And then the third most common cause is fecal-oral contamination. And so if you're a food worker, you're preparing foods, and you have the coronavirus, you can transmit the virus by, you know, touching the food and then the person eating it. And so those are the major ways of transmitting the virus. And so that's why they talk about, you know, hand washing and, you know, no handshakes and distance and all this kind of stuff. Hand washing is very effective because it does kill the virus. The virus can live on surfaces for quite a while. So disinfecting surfaces with either alcohol or, you know, commercial grade wipes or whatever, that stuff will kill the virus. And so it's important that we do those kind of things. You know, they talk about social distancing, and really what that really means is getting far enough away so if somebody sneezes or coughs, you're not going to get the droplets on you.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it that, now I'm being told that the N95 mask, which is the one they say that is the best mask in this particular case, only works if you have it and it keeps other people safe. How is it that if I'm wearing it, it doesn't keep it from getting to me?
Well, I'll tell you, because, first of all, you're not going to wear the mask 24/7.
Right.
You're going to take it off at some point in time, and you're going to be, you know, breathing in stuff. And, you know, a lot of the healthcare workers that get it may not have gotten it at work. They may have gotten it at home when they're not wearing the protective equipment. And also, really, when you think about it, mask wearing doesn't really protect you from getting the disease. What it does is it keeps the droplets from getting out into the atmosphere.
Gotcha.
And so they're absorbed by the mask. And so you don't have to have a fancy mask. A simple surgical mask or even some of these cloth masks, and there's a lot of them being made, you know, in mom-and-pop places right now. They actually are probably effective in keeping you from spreading the virus to somebody else.
Gotcha. All right. I just wanted to know. You know, I didn't pay attention to medical school. That's why. You went on
Didn't have any of this stuff in medical school, I can tell you that. Okay. You know, we didn't talk about the, you know, obviously this is a brand new strain of the coronavirus, and so it's a little bit different. The biology is a little bit different from what we've seen before because of asymptomatic people spreading the virus, and it can persist for weeks, and that's the real thing.
That's the real thing. As far as it's really contagious and it's really durable.
Well, it's not as contagious as you might think. And we can talk about that. I don't know how much more time we have in this.
We got about a minute and 15 seconds.
When we come back, I'm going to talk about the Diamond Princess cruise liner and
okay.
some of the things that we can learn from what happened there. And so let's do that. And, of course, you know, you can find me at drgo.us.
Yes.
And also we have 2adoc.com. So if you're sick and you want a 2A-friendly doctor, you go to that. My colleague, Dr. Young, has asked me to put out that we are really looking for primary care physicians to sign up as providers. And so if you are a primary care doctor who's a 2A-friendly person, please go to 2adoc.com and sign up. It's free, and it's confidential. It's not a searchable database. We match people and give them your name, but it doesn't. They can't go to our website and go look for a doctor. They can't go doctor shopping, and
gotcha.
Therefore the antis can't go, you know, looking at doctors that they want to go after. So,
hang on for me if you would. You heard okay. where John is coming from. DRGO.us, and finally. I get an MD on here, which I could have always gotten one. But he's my classmate, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lawfirm.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we've got Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership with us tonight. We're discussing the various ins and outs of coronavirus. And before you tell me about this cruise line that you want to talk about, coronavirus is actually just a genre of virus, right? This is actually a derivative of, is this SARS-CoV-2 that we're talking about, COVID-19,
right,
whatever you
mean? Right, yeah, exactly. It's COVID-19 is actually the name of the disease the SARS, you know, 2 is the actual virus itself.
Right.
So that it's you know, they're pretty much interchangeable. I mean, if you start talking about COVID-19, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Now,
but it's an RNA virus. It actually injects RNA into your cells, and then it takes over your body's kind of mechanisms inside, and it makes DNA, which then makes more viral RNA, and then it breaks out of the cell, and then you get more infection, more gotcha. Viruses, you know. So that's the way it works.
Now, I've had some people try to tell me that this was a weaponized virus put together here at the University of North Carolina. Would you say that this is actually just like all coronaviruses that we seem to notice out here? It happens in China because of their fine restaurants in places like Wuhan.
Who knows? You know, that's the thing. I think you got to look at DNA sequences and of the existing viruses in the wild and see the changes. You know, there is a biological lab in Wuhan that, you know, certainly if you look at the way China behaved after this thing came out, they tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
Now, if it were a naturally occurring virus, why would you cover it up? You know, and what may have happened was the virus may have gotten out of that lab and gotten into the population, and then and they realize that, oh, crap, that virus got loose. We better try to squash it. That, to me, makes more sense than anything else. You know, I mean, if you look at, you know, the simplest explanation, first of all, how are we going to get a virus into China? You know, if they say, well, the U.S. military brought it in, are we doing exercises in China that I don't know about? You know? And they won't even let, you know, journalists in. So, you know, they're not going to let our military into their labs. That's just not going to happen, I don't think. So, I think that's a lot of, propaganda, for lack of a better word for it.
There you go. All right.
I think they're trying to deflect the blame because, frankly, I think they probably did have, a virus that they were playing with got loose. And, I don't know how weaponized it is. Unfortunately, it's not as fatal as some viruses can be. So that's fortunate. So anyway, let me tell you about the Diamond Princess. Diamond Princess was a cruise liner that had 3,711 passengers on board, one of whom had the coronavirus. And they figured out that, you know, that there was a sick person on the thing, and they quarantined the ship for several weeks. And then they allowed it to dock in Tokyo, I guess, or in Japan somewhere. And they had been testing people, and it turned out that out of the 3,711 passengers, somewhere between 634 and 712, depending on whose literature you read, became positive for the coronavirus, you know, by testing. And interestingly, about half of those were asymptomatic. So out of the 3,000 something passengers, only 17% actually turned positive. And another interesting thing is that a lot of the crew members who were positive worked in the food side of the house.
Hmm.
So again, as we talked about earlier, there may have been some food contamination with the virus, that people were actually getting their food contaminated by food handlers. So who's to say? You know, and unfortunately, they had 8 people that died, and most of them were over 70 years old. But so you figure, you know, it's about 0.1% or so. So that's kind of an interesting thing. That this is a perfect test tube. If you think about it, about how spreadable is the virus, right? It's only 17% transmission in a locked test tube, essentially.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've been on a ship. They have, you know, they have ventilation systems. So that stuff can get blown around, and, you know, those droplets can get passed around. I think they had people probably quarantined in their cabins, but still, you know, it's interesting how 17% got it, but the rest of them didn't. And so, you know, when they try to tell you this is extremely transmissible, as far as most viruses go, it's more transmissible. But it's not, you know, if you're in the same room with somebody with coronavirus, doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
You know, you have to be a little bit unlucky, and maybe your immune system has something to do with it, too.
Just out of curiosity, now, we've seen where Wuhan is sort of like they've cratered. They don't have new cases coming on, and it was a tsunami of illness. It came through, it was bad, and then now it's gone back out to sea. And now I'm hearing that's happening in Italy.
Right. You know, when they talk about flattening the curve,
right,
what they're talking about is trying to make the you know, since it's out of the bottle, you know, the genie's out of the bottle, it's going to spread through the population. It's a matter of trying to keep it from happening all at once versus happening over a period of several months. If it happens all at once, you end up with what happens in Italy, where you run out of ventilators, you run out of equipment, and you have to start making decisions, you know, if you're over, you know, say 60 or 70 or 80, whatever the age is, we're not treating you, okay, because your chances of survival aren't very good. And frankly, if we can save somebody who's younger, they're going to be more productive in our, you know, socialist society. That's part of the problem, you know. But, you know, those are the kind of triage decisions that you're forced to make if you end up, you know, being under the tsunami, so to speak.
Right.
What we're trying to do here by, you know, what they're doing with keeping people at home is to try to lessen the crest of the wave so that, you know, it's going to be a wider, longer wave, but it won't be as high.
Gotcha.
So hopefully we can stay on top of things. And the other thing is there are some things that we can do to treat this. There are drugs.
Before you do that, tell everybody again how they can find DRGO and all this other stuff. And we're heading to the next break. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're at drgo.us, and our matching service is 2adoc.com. And all you primary care people, we need you to sign up so we can, because that's what we're really needing most of all. And it's a matching service that's free. And so you get patients who are actually two-way friendly people, and we know how good those kind of people are.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Americans that we will get through the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic.
The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
The president also says there's a new executive order that prevents hoarding and price gouging.
To prohibit the hoarding of vital medical equipment and supplies, such as hand sanitizers, face masks, and personal protective equipment.
The partisan bickering continues on Capitol Hill as Senate Democrats block the massive $2 trillion spending package that would help families affected by the coronavirus crisis. Democrats are hoping for more accountability when it comes to money that's handed out to businesses, and Republicans are not happy that some of the Democrats' demands include new emission standards for airlines and tax credits for solar panels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are joined by Dr. John Edeen from the, well, actually, what's the name of the hospital you work at in San Antonio?
Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio.
Where he is a pediatric surgeon, correct?
Orthopedic surgeon, yeah.
Orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
Surgeon.
So I fix broken bones for a living. Yeah, I fix broken bones for a living.
John is kind enough to send me some pictures sometimes. Some of the stuff he's doing, it's just delightful.
Yeah, right.
Put those children back. But it is good that you put them back together. That's good. Some good stuff. But anyway, we're talking about coronavirus and what's going on with coronavirus. Now, is for places like where I live, where we're not a gigantic population center. We don't have the population density of New York City or California, you know, certain big cities in California. I mean, the biggest city in my state has about 500,000 people. And we have maybe 60 cases of this. Is it likely that we'll see a bunch of cases in this state, or is it more just as likely that we won't, just because we just don't have all these walking disease vectors coming around us?
Well, I think every state and every locality is going to go through that bell curve thing. It's just a matter of how big of a hump and what your capabilities of your medical facilities are, your hospitals and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
How many ventilator beds do you have? How much of a stockpile of masks and protective equipment and stuff like that. So, it really depends. You know, New York City is having the biggest problem because they have the biggest population. And they're all packed in on top of each other. And they, up until they got the orders to, stay off the subway. I mean, you think about it, I went to college and medical school in New York, man. I remember being piled into a subway car and you could barely breathe. You were so packed and so tight.
Right.
You can imagine if one person in that thing had the coronavirus and is coughing a little bit, he's going to infect a bunch of people, or at least expose a bunch of people. He may not infect them all, but he's certainly going to expose them. And so that's why places like New York, they've got, I think, 20,000 cases. And that's, and that kind of thing is going to, pretty much stress their hospital's ability to take care of the sickest people. And, you know, we know that even younger people who get this can get pretty sick. And it's weird because some people are completely asymptomatic and others, you know, young, healthy people you would expect to do well, get pretty sick. And if you look at the CAT scans on even the asymptomatic people, though, who have had the virus, there's actually changes in the lungs. And so it does affect the lungs even in people who are asymptomatic. So it's kind of an interesting thing. You know, they've looked at that kind of stuff.
What kind of changes?
Well, just, you know, like changes in, like, interstitial changes, swelling in the lung lining tissue. So they're right. Subtle. You don't necessarily see on an X-ray, but on the CAT scan, you'll see some changes. So, you know, it's certainly not a normal X-ray. So there's something going on with the lungs. It's just the body is fighting it. Now, there are some treatments that they're starting to use. In fact, I think New York is going to be starting a study using chloroquine and the Zithromax, because apparently there was a study in France where that actually was effective. It actually reduced the viral counts after about 5 days. And so that's not a bad thing. The problem is that that combination of drugs is also potentially cardiotoxic. And so people who are in a risk group like you or me may actually have a bigger problem with the treatment rather than the cure. And I've taken hydroxychloroquine for my osteoarthritis in the past, and I tolerated that well. I didn't have any heart issues or anything else. So I'm actually trying to get my hands on some of that stuff. And guess what? You can't get it.
Yeah.
You can't.
I'm having trouble getting albuterol.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble finding my pharmacist wanted to know how much Flovent I had left.
Yeah. So I mean, these are things. I just got a refill on my Advair, so I'm at least going to be good for another 30 days or so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Things like, you know, all these respiratory things, because they're being consumed, and people who have pulmonary issues, they're stocking up because they're not stupid, right? You know, you're going to grab.
Let me ask you this: would albuterol help? Would albuterol keep?
It may help some of the, you know, the early symptoms, but it's not going to stop the virus.
Right.
Now, part of the thing with like the hydroxychloroquine is that it actually binds onto the, or like, I guess it prevents the virus from binding onto the receptor and getting into the cell.
Gotcha.
And so it has, and also does something with the membranes doesn't acidify it, you know, makes it more basic. It makes it more alkaline. And so the virus can't, so it can't get into the cells as easily. And so, you know, those kind of things are good. And plus there are some antivirals that are out there, stuff that, like anti-Ebola, antiviral drugs and HIV and some other things may actually be effective too. And so, so it's not like there's no treatment for this that will actually get, you know, kill the virus.
Right.
The biggest problem is the immune system. When it gets hit with this, sometimes goes crazy, and it starts dumping something called cytokines, which are kind of your chemical messengers that kind of modulate inflammation, and you have this big inflammatory response. And some of the heart people, that's actually what kills them is actually the inflammatory response that you get to the virus. The immune system actually kills the patient, not the virus.
Hmm.
And it's kind of interesting because isn't that what's going on right now too, in the country as a whole? And right now we're you know, it's like cancer, isn't it? We're killing everything off to try to get rid of the virus, right? But the question is the patient going to live when we're done? How devastated is the patient going to be? And I actually heard the president today almost, you know, talk about that, you know, that we can't kill the patient with the treatment, and that we have to be able to come out of this and still have a viable life, you know, and that we have to have an economy. So we have to be real careful with that. So, go ahead.
But any of the things that, like, whenever I have an issue, they always prescribe prednisone.
Prednisone may not help you. In fact, it may be. It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
But if you're on prednisone early on, it may actually help the virus reproduce better because now prednisone decreases your immune response. That's how it works.
This sounds like a game of craps, to be honest with you. You're rolling the dice constantly, huh?
This is why you shouldn't, try to treat this on your own. You need to get some help.
Yeah.
But even despite this, there are some silver linings. I can bet you that the influenza rate is going to go down because everybody's washing their hands, and that's the same way that people get the coronavirus. All right.
We got 45 seconds left. I want to ask you about that when we get back. And also some things that you as a physician are sort of in a unique – a physician with DRGO is a very unique individual because you're actually qualified to talk about certain things that other physicians are not. So tell everybody how to find you, please.
Yeah, we're at drgo.us and 2adoc.com for the matching service.
2adoc, by the way, that's if you are a MD out there and you are a general practitioner and you're looking to help out some some people that think the same way you do, you can sign up to that, and then you get matched up with some patients. I wish I had one around here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership about coronavirus. Let me ask you this. Is there anything that you or I or people like you or I can do to shore up the immune system? If we found a bunch of airborne tomorrow and we started taking it religiously, would that help? I mean,
maybe zinc. A lot of times that helps. Yep. I mean, that's something that you can do. You know, the stuff you take, like when you're going to get a cold, you know, that kind of helps reduce your cold, you know, that kind of shortens it. I think some of the zinc products, I think, are probably reasonable.
Right.
Obviously, the best thing, and this, let's put it this way. This is what we're doing in our office right now. So, first of all, we've rescheduled all of our non-urgent or, you know, like fracture follow-ups and stuff. Those have to come in. But, you know, 1 year follow up for cerebral palsy kid, we're going to put that off for a month or two, just because we don't want to expose those kids. They are vulnerable. A lot of those kids have pulmonary issues. So the first thing we're doing is we're thinning the schedule out a little bit. So we're less patients. When they come to our office, but even before they come in their office, their temperature is taken and they're questioned about as far as symptoms. And if they're febrile, then we may have to do something different. Unfortunately, we haven't hit any yet. But we may have to put them in an isolation room or maybe even see them over at the hospital.
So febrile, what is that?
Having a fever.
Okay.
You know, greater than 100.5 or maybe 101. It depends on who you talk to. But, 100.5 is probably a reasonable number to look at. And then we might want to, refer them to their primary care doctor to get tested and figure out what's going on. The other thing that we're doing is we've started this week where all of us are wearing masks. And it's not to prevent us from getting the virus, but, you know, the number of tests being done are actually relatively small. In San Antonio or in Texas, the entire state as of today, only 10,000 people have been tested for coronavirus.
Wow.
It's like 23 million people in Texas, I think. It's a huge state, right?
Right.
And the number of cases in Bexar County, which is where I live, is 24 with one death. Okay, so that's still a pretty small number, considering, you know, Bexar County is over a million people. So we're about twice as big as your area.
Right.
And so those are pretty small numbers. Now, you know, a week from now, that could be triple. We don't know. We're just waiting to see. You know, we're looking for that rising tide that, you know, the hump in that bell curve. And so, you know, that's why we're being careful. We're not getting tested. There's no plans for us to be tested. Speaking of testing, when should you get tested? Okay, if you start having, you know, fevers, dry cough, maybe GI issues, either call your primary care doctor or the county health, you know, public health office or public health, you know, whatever. And they can direct you to get tested if it sounds like you have the proper criteria.
Right.
And so, but they're being relatively cautious and sparing on the testing because they're still, you know, they have a limited number of testing kits. Now, fortunately, a lot of the public labs or the private labs are kicking in now. And in Texas, 1,500 of the tests were done by public labs and 8,400 of the tests were done by the private sector. So Quest and LabCorp and those kind of folks. And so I think they'll be doing more and more testing. And then we're going to see the numbers go up of cases. And it may be a lot of asymptomatic or minimally, you know, affected people that we're going to start seeing these positive tests. So don't be afraid if you see numbers going up, because it may just be that they're testing more. Again, we're talking about that denominator number. You know, that's the one that really is the hard one to pin down, because not everybody gets sick from this thing and they can be carrying it. So that's kind of, I find that kind of an interesting thing you know, all these people are out there running around who are probably asymptomatic, but by wearing a mask, you know, it reduces the risk of spreading the virus around if you have to be in, you know, you have to interact with people. And, you know, we've changed our waiting area around so that we have groups of furniture that are more than 6 feet apart, so that don't bring all the kids if you cannot do that.
Right.
You know, if you have one kid and a parent, that's less likely that we're going to spread virus than if you bring six kids and the parent. You know, now sometimes you can't help it if you have a single mom that has five kids, she's going to have to bring all the kids. And so we try to accommodate that as best we can. Also, we're trying to do some telemedicine things as well. There are some people that maybe they don't need an x-ray. We don't need to actually put hands on them. Maybe we need to check their range of motion, look at their wounds or something like that. So we're actually starting to experiment with doing telemedicine. So we, you know, go online, you get a camera, you look at the thing, and that way there's no contact. So we're using technology to try to help mitigate some of the issues with this. So, you know, it's making us change. Interestingly, you know, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, most of the stuff that, like environmental stuff, I've read that all of these grocery bags, these reusable grocery bags, that the virus can live on the reusable grocery bags.
Absolutely.
I've read that carpooling is a bad idea right now.
Absolutely. That's close contact. You're putting,
yeah,
you're using the same ventilation system. So yes, and you know, that's why, you know, at the SHOT Show you got the crud, right? Because there's tens of thousands of people all in the same space, breathing the same air, and you're passing stuff around. Well, it's,
yep,
the same principle. That's why when you travel on an airplane, sometimes you get sick just from being on the plane, even though they have HEPA filters, because you're all piled in right next to each other.
Right.
And you're passing viruses around. So that's what the separation is all about, 6 feet, and trying to avoid that. Here's another interesting silver lining.
Okay.
We've discovered that we cannot.
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. We've discovered that we are now vulnerable to manufactured items in China. So a lot of our pharmaceuticals and a lot of like IV fluids and things like that are made in China. And now all of a sudden all that stuff is not probably going to be coming. Also, a lot of parts, automobile parts, are made in China and shipped to the United States. Now, we may find that at some point in time when, you know, we depend on all these trucks to bring us stuff, what happens if we can't get spare parts for our trucks when they break down?
Yeah.
We may find that we're vulnerable. So, and then of course all the medical supplies, the gowns and the materials for the 3M masks, those N95 masks, we get a lot of that stuff from China. And so I think this has been a wake up call to the manufacturing in the United States that, you know, what we need to pay a little bit more for stuff that built here, so that, you know, it's a national security issue.
Yeah.
So I found that that's kind of an interesting thing that's come out of that. And then, of course, those who may be against us as far as Second Amendment rights have found out that they, as we've been talking about all day, they can't they can't just, you know, call online and get somebody to deliver them a gun. They got to go through all the rigmarole that all of us are familiar with. And in some states, the rigmarole is a lot worse than in others.
Yeah.
You know, Texas, not so bad. California, a lot bad. New Jersey, really bad now because you can't even, they're not even doing NICS checks. So, you know, I think that this has been, once we get through all this stuff, I think we're going to find this is a very valuable learning experience. And we may have to go through it again in the next year. Who knows? There may be another strain of this virus that pops up and that we're going to have to, you know, deal with it. This time we may be better prepared because we're going to have more supplies, more ventilators. There may be some medications that we can take, maybe vaccines in the future. You know, they're working on vaccines right now. And, you know, it's interesting because they had, you know, it took a while for the tests to come out. And a lot of it was, you know, red tape and bureaucracy. Well, a lot of that stuff's going to go away. And so I think we, you know, we may come through this thing better than, you know, than we certainly better than what we started. And the other thing is that the Chinese economy is going to take a big hit.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm running out of time, John. Thank you. I'm going to be back in touch. We're going to do this again as this goes along. I like what I heard tonight. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, sir. We're going to be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.